What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're talking with Mike in Alberta about a new documentary that's coming out, which purports to prove that Canada does, the nation of Canada does not actually exist. Now, taking the advocate position here, devil's advocate, if you think about it, all governments are artificial constructs. It's not like a voice comes down from the sky and sets up a big domed building and says you are now a government. All governments are basically created from scratch. And then they say, ta-da, we're a government. The next step, of course, is recognition by other governments around the world, which can get really, really tricky. But it sounds to me like what is really being talked about here is the legitimacy of Canada's national government as an institution because of that way that it was set up. Am I correct on that?
Correct in your assumption. What it is to me is kind of the rolling back of a lie. And you're right in what you said about government. I'm a big fan of how the U.S. government formed. I just love that the story and the spirit, and that needs to be commemorated. That needs to be kept alive in the memories of the people. But this is a different animal altogether. And to be quite honest with you, the name of my show is American Uck Radio. My dad's from Chicago. My mother's from Alberta. I was born in Alberta. And when I reached a certain age, I decided I'm going to be an American. So I hold a U.S. passport that says place of birth, Alberta, Canada, nationality, United States of America. And I zero in on that relationship in a big way, interacting with people on both sides of the 49th parallel. And what I've concluded, Mike, is that Canada is a deception, and it is a foothold for the British Empire, whoever it might be, in North America. Now, when you grow up in Canada, you grow up being taught that how you are defined as a Canadian is how not American you are. It's like a weird little brother syndrome. But that's definitely part of the programming, you know what I mean? And so, but the thing about it is that it's dying. It's dying hard, and we're seeing an erosion of the effectiveness of the propaganda. Let me give you an example. We just had three high-profile cases here in Canada where a homeowner shot and either killed or injured a criminal that was on their property doing criminal acts, because that's what criminals do. And all three of those, it was expensive, and it was a big fight, but the homeowner got off. Now, at the same time, we're seeing articles come out of the CBC, and, you know, you got Canada's got that CBC, Britain's got the BBC, Australia got the ABC. You know what I'm saying? It's all the same shit, different countries.
Sorry, please watch your language. Please watch your language. We have under broadcasters we have to be careful about.
You got it, buddy. I apologize for that. But here's the thing. Forever and a day, it's been taught to Canadians that you are not an American. Therefore, you hate guns. You're smarter. You have a better health care system that's killing you and bankrupting you. And they're really smarmy, kind of like a neighbor looking over the fence saying, oh, it looks like America's got some old paint cans in the garage and a discipline problem. But I'll tell you what, Canada's got problems, too, and they're big. And it's just, I don't know, is what I'm saying resonating with you? Because that is what I'm seeing here.
I have to be honest, no, because what you're describing, you know, are cultural differences. And I've never felt that attitude of I'm more Canadian by being less American, because every time I've been to Canada, and I've been to Canada many times, I'm always impressed with how polite everybody is. How clean the place is. And, you know, I'm not getting a sense that Canada is any more of a hoax or less of a hoax than, for example, our own government. And I think when this documentary comes on out, if you could direct me to it, I'd like to see it. But I'm not sensing like a real killer argument in here. Anyway, listen, Mike, I got to let you go. We've got a bunch of calls and I got a bunch of news to get to. And we're going to switch on over to Robert in Phoenix. Aloha, Robert. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, happy 4th of July, Mike. I hope you enjoy the fireworks.
Happy 4th of July. So, happy we kicked out the British Day.
Happy we kicked out the British Day. I just wanted to Canada's so clean because half the time it's covered in snow and there's no place to put any litter. but I just wanted to, the other day...
Well, all cities look cleaner in the snow.
I heard Don Bongino's name mentioned correctly the other day on your show, and there was some saying that he was just kind of a mainstream kind of point of view kind of guy, but on his very conservative syndicated show he hosted for in February, he did this thing called Obamagate Part 1 and 2, and he's the only person I've ever heard mention that Hillary might be selling top secret information on her private server and collecting the money on her foundation on air.
Really?
I would like you to talk to him, yes.
Okay, well, he knows where to find me. But it's a legitimate question here, especially looking at how Attorney General Jeff Sessions has just slammed the door on any more investigation into what Imran Awan and his brothers were doing inside that congressional computer system. And they issued a statement there, which we know is absolutely false. They said there was no evidence they'd stolen any government property. Of course there was. That's what got Imran Awan in trouble. A neighbor saw him putting just all these hard drives and other equipment into this trash bin, and it was all labeled property of the U.S. government.
Yeah. Well, I think there's some big information about to come out. Like, you know, the attorney or inspector general Horowitz or whatever his name is, when he was testifying, he, you know, towards the end of the 5 hours video that I watched, he kind of let it go that they're still doing some investigation. They're not done yet.
Yeah, he's investigating the investigation, and we have other members of Congress who are looking at other aspects like the FISA court warrant based on that bogus dossier that's coming up this week. There's going to be a lot of other stuff as well. So, Robert, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. We're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining the network. And we're going to take one more phone call, then we're going to close down because I've got a lot of news and the Lady Claire's coming up here in less than an hour. Nick in England. Aloha, Nick. Welcome to the show. Thank you for waiting so patiently. And what's on your mind?
Oh, no problem. Nice to talk to you again, Mike. I hope you don't mind a Brit coming on the 4th of July. I hope that's not a problem for you. what I wanted to talk about was a little bit about the World Cup, the Football World Cup. And I know you Americans, you know, not too interested in it. But, of course, here in England, we're all completely besotted with it. And there's this jingoism, this outburst of party of nationalism all around the world. And it's so hard for me to... you know, link that up with people saying, oh, we're all Europeans now. It's really extraordinary. But the thing that's amazing is that the sports reporters that are writing about how well the World Cup's going, they all seem to be so genuinely surprised at how wonderful it is and how much fun they're having there and how warming and welcoming the Russian people are and how well organized it is and so on and so forth. And everybody... seems to be extraordinarily surprised. And, you know, every time you hear these football programs on the radio, they're interviewing fans, everybody's saying the same thing, that it's a wonderful event, and they couldn't believe it. Because there was so much negativity beforehand about how dreadful it was going to be.
That was
a horrible place, Russia.
Propaganda. They tried to do the same thing for the Sochi Olympics. Oh, it's going to be terrible. You don't want to go. You know, trying to again make it look like it was going to be terrible, and now it's backflashing because everybody who went to the World Cup is now saying, wow, that was really a wonderful time, and Russia's actually going to win the PR battle out of this.
Oh, I think so. I mean, because there are so many people there from all over the world, and they're all having the same experience. It's quite extraordinary. I mean, I read one sports reporter who I have a lot of respect for in terms of his sports writing, who's saying how, you know, Russia's involved in a month-long PR exercise, and it helps... It's trying to have its perceptions in the West altered as part of its foreign policy so that it can, you know, manipulate perceptions around Crimea annexation and atrocities in Syria and, you know, the Skripal nonsense. But it just, it doesn't carry any conviction, you know, the way that this is, this sort of thing is being reported. And the one thing that I think is so extraordinary, I read somewhere, just in one newspaper article, I haven't seen it anywhere else, that apparently the British government, that there's an embargo that top politicians and top royalty are not allowed to go and cheer on the England team, and you know, because normally,
yeah, and I guess
people,
Boris Johnson is getting a backlash on that one too.
Yeah, but I mean, the draw is opening up, and we're all getting very, very excited that with a bit of luck we may even get to the final. And I mean, I'd obviously love it because I'm English and I've supported the English football team since I was a kid. But if we went to the final and the likes of Prince William, who's the president of the FA, he's always turning up for the FA Cup final to present the trophy. He loves football. And the Prime Minister, I mean, the last World Cup final, Angela Merkel, of course she went and was in Brazil. But Germany were in the final, so of course Merkel has to go. It would be utterly ridiculous if Theresa May didn't go or a top member of the royal family didn't go. And if they did, they would just have to eat a whole load of humble pie. So the sort of mischievous part of me, well, I want England to get to the World Cup final because I'm an England football fan. But the mischievous part of me would just love it because it would make our establishment look ridiculous. I don't think that they, you know, yeah, apparently there's an embargo. Nobody, no top people are allowed to go because it's the Russians, the bogeyman. It's not looking good. It really is. And I honestly think that in terms of selling a war down the line, that this World Cup is going to make it a lot more difficult. It's just a gut feeling I have.
Yeah, I think it really will. But I got to tell you, as a general rule, I understand there's always going to be politics in life. But we have reached a stage where now politics controls everything. And that, too, is something that we saw in the Soviet Union just prior to its collapse, where everything is politicized, everything is turned to attack your enemies. And especially for these sporting events, I think that'll leave them alone because they're just there for people to have fun. They're there for the athletes to try and compete and win. I don't like all this talk about boycotting Olympics or trying to sabotage the teams, you know, with bogus doping charges. It really is ridiculous. More than that, it's childish. And, you know, I understand there are always going to be politics in the world, but I'd sure like it to be shoved over into this corner over here so that the rest of us can get on with our lives without being told that we're politically incorrect for this or that.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. Anyway, yeah, absolutely. I think that this World Cup has been a huge success for Russia, and I'm delighted about it. Oh, by the way, I don't know if you've read, but there's a very, very strange little thing going on near Salisbury in Wiltshire, where some apparently people may have touched the poisons that the Skripals had, and they're shutting various places off and, you know, certain shops.
Well, actually, I read the article, and there was an update saying that they died from a recreational drug overdose.
Okay. Oh, maybe it's maybe the media jumped on it too quickly. Then.
Blame the Russia.
Oh, yeah.
They OD'd.
Yes.
Well,
yes,
maybe
course.
They OD'd after touching the Skripal's poisoning. I mean, they're so desperate to push the propaganda.
Yeah.
They're only just making it more obvious that's what they're doing. Anyway, Nick, thanks an awful lot.
Yep.
We're going to let you go. And the only reason I'm not following the World Cup match is I'm not a big sports fan in general. When I was in college, my sports were archery and fencing. But other than that, I don't like going and watching other people have fun. And I think that goes back to high school, where I was a photographer on the school newspaper covering the football games. And I got tackled and my camera got wrecked. And I've sort of kind of toned down going to American-style football ever since. All right. So getting on back to the news here. apparently there was this immigration protest on Saturday in front of the White House, you know, get rid of ICE, get rid of ICE, open the borders, open the borders. And apparently this leftist was arrested outside the White House for assaulting a Secret Service agent while screaming, "Where's the president?" And supposedly they had as many as 30,000 immigration protesters out there at this protest. I think Immigration Customs Enforcement should have been in that crowd checking for, you know, visas and green cards. Just get the buses and load them up. Because we've seen the poll numbers. Legal American citizens, are, for the most part, are not on board with this. Trump is out there slamming crazy Maxine Waters and predicting her ranting and raving will make people flee the Democrats, and that actually does seem to be happening. Their poll numbers are in decline, both from Maxine Waters and the immigration issue. It's triggered this new hashtag, hashtag walk away, where people who were liberal Democrats, they're fed up. It's just crossed a line. It's become a caricature of itself, and they're starting to leave. So Trump is out there portraying Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi of being the face of the Democratic Party, and now the Democratic Party is trying to distance itself from both of them, saying, no, 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 they don't represent the good Democrats. You know, yes, they're a little wacky, and probably they're off their meds here, but, you know, they don't reflect the good Democrats. Okay. As I mentioned on that phone call here, Imran Awan pled guilty to making false statements on a loan application. Ooh, big horror crime. And then the Department of Justice has just completely shut down everything related to the IT scandal inside the United States Congress. And Tom Fitton over at Judicial Watch is out there saying that this is absolutely absurd. But there is reason for there to be a continuing investigation. And as I mentioned before, the statement issued by the Department of Justice contains a provable false statement. Whatever was going on with this IT system in Congress and Hillary's private email server and the Clinton Foundation, it's a scandal so vast, they're obviously afraid it could bring down the entire government. Look at all the overlaps, the most protected point, where all the cover-ups cover each other. You know that something is going on here. Now, Devin Nunes is out there saying that Democrats have all the blood on their hands. They completely destroyed the FBI and the Department of Justice, meaning its credibility and trustworthiness. And he's calling for 17 FBI and Department of Justice officials to testify on Capitol Hill about the FISA abuse during the 2016 presidential election. And yes, FBI lovebirds Lisa Page and Peter Strzok are among the officials Nunes is calling to testify. That should be very interesting. Now, Chairman Goodlatte is out there saying that Peter Strzok has been subpoenaed to testify publicly before Congress next Tuesday. This will be open door. We get to hear what he's going to say. And now we're hearing from his lawyer that Peter Strzok is trying to find a way out of this because he's afraid they're setting a perjury trap, meaning he knows he's perjured himself and he's about to get caught on it. This, however, is very disappointing. The U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee has effectively rubber stamped the intelligence community assessment from January of last year that Russia interfered in the 2016 U.S. election and that Vladimir Putin personally approved it. Now, the Senate Intelligence Committee is saying they agree with it, even though they admit they did not have access to any of the underlying data. Basically, what they came on out and said is, we absolutely trust the intelligence community. We trust the CIA. The CIA would never lie to us. So they basically rubber stamped it. Now, do you remember? Oh, we've got to take another break. Okay, we're going to take a break for some commercials. Back with more news after these few words.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And yes, once again, Republic Broadcasting does need your help to continue this fight. Just like the American revolutionaries were counting on ordinary people living in the colonies to provide us with ammunition, other supplies to keep the fight going. Remember the old saying, for want of a nail, the kingdom was lost. So if you can help out Republic Broadcasting, the postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity, cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you'd like to call in with a credit card donation, or to pledge to be a recurring subscriber, that number is 800-724-2719, extension 1 during business hours. Other times, it would be extension 3. So the network thanks you. Okay, do you remember back that tarmac meeting, which is also still the subject of yet another congressional committee, and how Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton were just saying, oh, it was just a chance here. And, you know, Bill's out there saying, you know, I was just in my airplane and I looked over and I saw Loretta Lynch and I said, I'm just going to go over and say hi. We're going to talk about her grandkids here. And that was their story. And yet the timing relative to Hillary's get out of jail free card made a lot of people suspicious. Well, something that just popped out of the Inspector General's report, it wasn't a chance meeting. On page 203, it's a 500-page document, it's revealed that this so-called impromptu meeting between Bill Clinton and then-Attorney General Loretta Lynch was basically set up by Clinton's Secret Service detail and the FBI. It was arranged. They needed to have a talk where there wouldn't be any reporters, wouldn't be any microphones, wouldn't be any cameras, nobody to eavesdrop and listen. Something very private was being discussed. A lot of good stuff in that IG report, even softening it up here. Okay, now Jim Jordan is basically saying that if the GOP retains control of the House, that he would like to be Speaker. And already there's a smear campaign uncorking on him. And they put out this story claiming that when he was apparently a coach, that he ignored reports of assault from the students. But it turns out the law firm handling this case is none other than Perkins Coie. The same law firm that represented Hillary Clinton's campaign and paid for the fake Russian dossier. So it's a smear job. It's an absolute smear job. Now, as you know, Supreme Court Justice Kennedy is stepping down end of this month. Donald Trump is looking to appoint a strongly conservative judge to replace him. And the Democrats are already having a cow. And the key Senate Democrats are already out there saying, we will block. We will find a way to block. We will defy the president. We are going to do that. And apparently the issue is focusing on Roe versus Wade. Now, for me, abortion is a complicated issue. I don't like it being available just as retroactive birth control for women who refuse to take the responsibility of using other forms of birth control. But I concede there are times when it is necessary to allow it to happen. Now, Planned Parenthood is out there mounting a campaign about the constitutional right to abortion. It's being echoed by feminist and pro-abortion groups all across the country. There's only one small problem. I've read the Constitution. It's not in there. It's not in there. And there are too many of these groups running around saying, well, what I want is a constitutional right. And since it's constitutional, you have to shut up. You have to stop opposing me. You have to just sit down. This is why you need to read that Constitution, so you know what the rules are. There is no constitutional right to have an abortion. The part that I really don't like about Planned Parenthood and the pro-abortionists is the arrogance in saying, well, it's not really a human being until XYZ. You don't really know. Nobody really can know. And like I said, I understand there are times when it is medically necessary. Cases of incest or massive birth defects detected in the ultrasound. But just making it available to everybody, to all women, as a retroactive form of birth control because they didn't want to take the pill or carry the condoms or whatever, I do have a problem with that. We'll be right back after these commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And let's talk about the war zones, because there's a lot of wars going on all over the place. Here a war, there a war, everywhere a war, war, E-I-E-I-O. Getting on over to Syria, the government forces have retaken control of 27 settlements in those southern provinces. And they're using units of the Russian military police. And they're just going like gangbusters. This war is all but over, and people are starting to react to it, especially those who don't want it to be over. But it is pretty much all over. ISIS and al-Qaeda are on the run. The jihadis are being kicked out of Syria. Assad has come to an agreement with the Kurds, so that's no longer an issue. So the only way the U.S. can stay in Syria is to fake another chemical weapons false flag attack on the Syrian people and say, well, gosh darn Assad, we have to give him what for. Apparently, Lindsey Graham is just very upset about this because he basically has flown to northern Syria, made a surprise visit to Manbij, to declare before cameras that a premature U.S. troop withdrawal would be terrible. It would be just terrible. Okay, Lindsey, here's your rifle, and here's your parachute. And here's that bright day glow orange jumpsuit left over from the CIA's torture centers. You watch your head climbing into that transport plane, and we'll call Bashar al-Assad and tell him you are on your way to kick his butt all by yourself. But I think the rest of us, we've had enough of these wars. 18 years, going on 19 years. I think it's time that we just do a timeout on this whole situation here, because I'm not seeing anything happening in Syria that benefits the American people. I know their Israel benefits. I know that pipeline companies benefit, oil companies benefit. But there's really nothing of any real substantive value coming back to the ordinary citizens of the United States of America who are expected to pay for all this and sacrifice our children. Now, the United Nations is claiming that Israel is getting ready to annex the West Bank. And UN official Michael Link said Israel appears to be getting closer to enacting legislation that will formally annex the West Bank, the way they annexed the Golan. This is going to cause a real problem for all those people screaming about how Russia annexed Crimea, and that can't be allowed to stand. But of course, we know politicians can speak out of both sides of their mouth at the same time, and it's not stereo. But it does look like Israel is getting ready for a major aggression against the West Bank, against Gaza. They're still trying to provoke the Palestinian people. Netanyahu has apparently rescinded the rule that says Knesset politicians can't visit the Temple Mount. So now they're going on up there. That's just increasing the tension. Netanyahu is goading the Palestinians with the butterfly bullets, with the raids on Al-Aqsa Mosque. He wants Gaza to do something that he can use to just solve the Palestinian question for once and for all. Over in China, it looks like they're starting a major program of aircraft carrier construction. And the original forecast was for four by 2025, but now it looks like they're going up to seven. And they're going to build these three large aircraft carriers in addition to the Liaoning, a carrier whose frame was actually built in the former Soviet Union before being purchased and retrofitted by the Chinese. So they're arming up as well. Although I'm not sure that carriers are going to be the decisive ships in a full-on world war any more than the battleships were during World War II. Now, they're great for power projection, and China may be doing this to basically threaten Taiwan, which risks getting into a war with the United States here. Now, you've been hearing a lot about Russia's latest air defense system, the S-500 rocket, and apparently the numbers are coming out on it. They're testing it already. And it can reach an altitude of 185 kilometers. That's right at the edge of space. And has a horizontal range of 400 kilometers. So that is a very potent system here. Let's talk about the economy here a little bit. The United Nations came on out with a report about poverty in the United States. Remember, we reported yesterday that experts are saying the real level of poverty in the United States is almost 50% of the population, that the official poverty rate is based on numbers and calculations that date all the way back to the 1960s and do not take inflation into account. So the UN is out there talking about poverty in U.S., and they're blaming Donald Trump for it. It's all Donald Trump's fault. There's only one small problem. This United Nations report used data from the Obama years. So even the UN has got it in for Donald Trump, and I understand why. The United Nations sees itself as a major player in the coming world government. So they don't like the nationalist Trump any more than anybody else. All right, now, as one of our callers mentioned earlier in the program here, Donald Trump is now working to try and lure other motorcycle companies to come back to the United States and manufacture here. Not just final assembly, but manufacture everything, the whole parts chain. And so that's a good thing. And we do need to rebuild our industry. And it's going to take 30 years. It took 30 years to let it go. It's going to take 30 years to get it back. Now, down in Mexico, their new socialist president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, who's often called the Mexican Hugo Chavez, is still telling Mexican citizens they should leave their towns and find a life in the United States. And he's basically saying they should flood the U.S. border, that Mexico will defend the rights of migrants all over the world, and that coming to the United States is a human right. Well, it would be one thing if he said coming to Mexico was a human right, because that's his call as president of Mexico. He has no business declaring any kind of a right regarding our country. That would be in the Constitution. And by the way, open borders is not in the Constitution any more than a right to free government taxpayer-funded abortions. But there's an interesting article out here from All News Pipeline saying the global illegal immigrant tsunami and the battle on the border proved the conspiracy theorists were right all along. And you're seeing the corporate media is now showing their true totalitarian colors. Over at InfoWars, Paul Joseph Watson was reporting where the corporate media has jumped the shark by calling everybody who supports free speech extremists. And they're back to that old canard that anybody who opposes open borders is being racist. No, we're not. Illegal is not a race. Now, there was a anti-ICE immigration protest in Philadelphia, and apparently this one turned violent. Clashes between Antifa and a right-wing conservative group happened yesterday, and ironically in the city of brotherly love. And there were a lot of arrests being made from all these people calling for the abolishment of the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Now, remember, polls are showing 70% of Americans want ICE to continue. They want closed borders. This is all being churned out by the liberal snowflakes and who knows how many rent-a-mobs and how much of George Soros' money is being poured into this thing. Pat Buchanan is out there blasting this liberal stampede to abolish Immigration and Customs Enforcement. I mean, they're out there screaming, no borders, no nations, no deportations. These are mindless slogans of an infantile left. The Democrats are desperate to flood this country with illegal immigrants before the midterm elections in November because their poll numbers are dropping with legal American citizens who are allowed to vote. So their only chance to try and hijack the Congress is to get a bunch of illegals in here, get them registered to vote, and get them to vote, even though that is illegal. They're going to use the illegals to steal the Congress. Over in Hollywood, Amber Heard is out there talking about how ICE must be shut down and the borders must be open. But her concern, of course, is with the cheap illegal help, which is a common feature out in Hollywood. And Amber Heard is warning her fellow elites to protect their housekeepers, their nannies, and landscapers. And Amber Heard has just confessed to a Title VIII violation. Now, apparently, 27 European and 28 African nations have signed the Marrakesh Declaration to increase immigration to Europe. I'm having a hard time understanding how 27 European nations could sign this, looking around and seeing what the refugee crisis and mass immigration has done to their countries. But again, this sounds like something that was put together by George Soros. And I'm getting a sense that he's getting desperate. that he's pushing as hard as he can. He's spending as much money as he can. He's trying to get this thing going, to get it pushed as far forward before there's more of a pushback, before more Euroskeptic nationalist leaders get elected. Before you have more countries like Italy just saying no more. He's really pushing very, very hard. Now, this next story, I have to say, have we really sunk this low? Have we really sunk to this point? Now, apparently there was this legal battle with Massachusetts state officials, and there's this school for special needs children known as the Judge Rottenberg Center. And the court ruled they have a right to use electric shock therapy on their special needs students who are acting out. Now, special needs includes within it kids who are severely autistic. So you can see the Kafkaesque quality here. The vaccines make them autistic. They have to get put in a special needs school, cost the taxpayers and the parents. And when they act out because of this vaccine-induced condition, they're given electric shocks. Now, according to the news article, the Massachusetts state authorities have been trying to end this practice since 2013. Apparently, it's been going on for a long time. But the Bristol County Probate and Family Court decided otherwise. Yes, you can use electric shocks on them. From the world of political correctness, for the first time ever, a transgender woman will compete for her country in the Miss Universe pageant. Angela Ponce has been crowned as Spain's representative, Miss Spain, Mr. Spain. Not sure how that's going to go here. This lady had Gloria Allred, who's a high-profile feminist attorney. And they threatened lawsuits unless she was allowed to compete. He was allowed to compete. And went on. Let's see. Hang on a second. It's a second case. Angela Ponce was able to compete in the Spanish beauty pageant because Jenna Talakova of Canada won Miss Congeniality after Gloria Allred sued. Now, what's going on here? Sports events are separated by sexes because the biological reality is that men are larger and stronger on average than women. And these transgender women, they're not really women. They're not really Miss. They are the product of vast amounts of hormonal treatment that would get them kicked out of the Olympic. Lots of plastic surgery. They're crafted creations. And it's not fair to the other women in these pageants who are competing as women to have to go up against this sort of a thing. Now, if you want to have a Miss or Mr. Transgender pageant, that would be fine. But I'm going to make a prediction right now. This attempt to push LGBTQ, PFD, BSD, LSMFT, into places where people aren't comfortable with it, it's going to backfire. It's one thing when the gays and trannies said, we want you to accept us. Yeah, okay, we accept you. Fine. But when they make a point of going into bakers and threatening to sue them unless they bake gay wedding cakes, or when they go into this ridiculous thing of having men who imagine their women compete against girls' athletics, and now this Miss Universe, that is going to have a backlash. There's going to be a public backlash on that one because they've gone too far. And people are going to be very, very upset. Now, over at Emmaus High School in Pennsylvania, for 4 days last April, students were forced to watch videos selected by the student-led Gay Straight Alliances. And the videos ranged from 9 questions gay people have about straight people to a compilation of clips celebrating marriage equality. There was also a video educating students about gender fluidity, selling the idea there's no such thing as male or female. And parents were very upset. One of the parents said that her son said he felt bullied by the administration for being a heterosexual man. And he felt troubled by being forced to listen to LGBT advocacy on a daily basis. And that's what it was. And now the parents want to see the video. And the school is saying, no, we can't let you see that. No, this is only for the students. We can't let the parents see that. That's a red warning sign there. Back when the Common Core people were saying, don't show this to the parents. They were telling the teachers, don't show this to the parents, is when we knew we were going to be in trouble. We'll be back after these commercials.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, coming up on the top of the hour, and the lovely lady Claire. Now, over at Facebook, there was apparently another one of these videos that raised some concerns. And there was this... Robert Gagnon, PhD, former associate professor at Pittsburgh Theological Seminary, had his Facebook account suspended for pointing out that the video in question had nothing to do with sexual diversity, that it actually was trying to encourage prepubescent children to become homosexuals and transgenders. And Facebook banned him for hate speech. Now, again, if they want to be accepted, I don't have a problem with that. I don't have anything against gays or transgenders. But this militant LGBTQ is going to backfire. Meanwhile, Facebook did censor a country music group's patriotic song, I Stand for the Flag, which tells you how liberal Facebook has gotten. Videos encouraging little kiddies to be gay is okay. A song, I Stand for the Flag, no good. Now, this triggered a huge outcry, and Facebook rescinded the decision and re-enabled the video. But it does show the liberals have just gone off the edge of a cliff. They've jumped a shark. Okay. Let's see. Somebody just sent me an email. It's snowing in the Rocky Mountains on July 4th here. Now, a lot of news coverage is being focused on this Thai soccer team that was missing for 10 days. And the way the story is unwinding, Thai soccer team decided to go on out and do some caving. They went into this cave. There was a huge rainstorm and a flash flood, and they're trapped there. And fortunately, some rescue divers found them, and they're taking in food. And the article here is saying that they may be stuck there for months until the water all drains away. Well, maybe. How about if we teach that soccer team and the coach how to use diving gear and get them out that way? Now, there are diving masks that cover the whole face, so you don't have to worry about clamping onto the mouthpiece with the mouth, and you can even talk with them. And you get that in there, and you have a couple of divers on each side of each one of the team members. You can get them out there very, very soon. But a lot of people are getting involved here, and I'm sure there'll be a movie made out of this, like they did of that mine disaster. And apparently there are two doctors who have volunteered to swim into the cave and take care of the kids until they are able to be brought back out. Over in Chicago, it has been 1,221 days since Chicago had a shooting or homicide-free day. 1,221. Thank goodness they have such strict gun laws in Chicago. Just imagine how much worse it could have been. All right, we're going to take a break here for station identification. We're going to bring the lovely Lady Claire in here and get set up for hour number three. So we'll be right back.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You're listening to to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.